Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 15 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. This Great Deep podcast series is an artistic venture to dive deeper and explore the songs and their themes, as well as other talking points of the day. Well, usually I post this podcast every Friday, but some of you will have noticed that the last 2 weeks have not delivered as so. And that is pretty much because it's all been a bit of a blur. And I felt the need to take stock of what we are doing here, where we are at in the world today, and what the purpose of this podcast is. We seem to be living in even crazier times than 2 months ago. And so I thought I'd share some thoughts around this idea of common sense. So there's a particular reason that the podcast was delayed, which I'll explain later. But I thought I'd relay an experience from this week which has led me to thinking about stuff. It was Tuesday afternoon. 4 o'clock, I hopped in the car and I started meandering across town. So as you all know, much has happened in the world recently, with COVID-19 fears obliterating common sense globally. And on a national level, we've got Eskom. I don't know what's going on there, but it seems like they feel threatened for the headlines. And so they've issued the next stage of load shedding. And, well, in the midst of it all, my own life has carried on regardless, despite dealing with the death of a close friend, which I spoke about in the previous podcast. And also having to deal with people's terrified questions in some of my work. Anyway, it was on this particular Tuesday afternoon where it seemed like everything culminated. So load shedding wiped out every last traffic light in the CBD and the surrounds, which meant that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the congestion with traffic was second to none. And then obviously knocking off the end of a long work day, and coupled with the fact that the population's psyche is, well, on a knife edge with this global pandemic of coronavirus, it just added to the mayhem. And then in the midst of it all, I watched these hectic storm clouds gather over the CBD where I was stuck, and I just sat in gridlock traffic, helpless, as a constant barrage of lightning surges obliterated the buildings around me. And there was literally shrapnel falling from the sky. And as it fell, it hit the pavement, and screaming citizens sort of ran for cover in every which way and direction. In the midst of it all, I witnessed 3 car accidents in the space of about 20 minutes. And I squinted through the rain drenching the windscreen, and it sort of looked like a bit of a zombie apocalypse. So I prayed in the midst of it all, using very colloquial language. And I suppose because I had lost my friend only 10 days previously in that accident, everything felt a little bit numb. So my only real anxiety in amongst this zombie apocalypse was the fact that my kids were stranded waiting for me to pick them up, and I was separate from them. But other than that, I was a bit bemused, and in a strange way, I sort of felt comforted by the fact that I might ultimately be going home on this particular Armageddon afternoon. But I realized in that moment, the world has changed. and I've realized that my world has changed. And I think it's probably because of the stream of information that has meant that all sorts of things, you know, social media, media headlines, different streams of consciousness, all kind of bombard us. And we have to make decisions, and we have to make them quickly. Otherwise, we're thought of as something less than a know-it-all, and we just don't seem to cope if we don't know it all. And I suppose the overarching kind of feeling is that there's panic and fear and anxiety in our world today. And when this starts happening around me, I generally tend to reverse. Now, you ask my wife, I just don't do flapping very well, either personally or when surrounded by it. And as I've reflected on all this chaos, I've had a number of thoughts and questions. One is, where do we go for calm when everything is a bit chaotic around us? And where do we find the answers when the world has a million different questions and ideas about what to do? Well, as I've been thinking about these things, I tend to do two things, which I'll share here. The first is, as I've said, I reverse out of the mayhem and I find a quiet spot. And the second thing is that I tend towards teachings and scripture, and that's my go-to. One thing that came to mind was something Bob Mumford said. Bob was a teacher and a preacher of scripture, and he had a wonderful sense of humor. And I remember one of his preachers, he said the following statement: be transformed by the removal of your mind. Now, this is this is obviously paraphrased from a scripture about being transformed by the renewal of your mind in Romans 12. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For me, what's humorous, as well as not humorous, about Bob's statement is the fact that so much of the world today seems to have completely removed their mind, and in the wrong way. Whereas what Bob is intimating here is a different kind of losing your mind. There's a scripture in Timothy that says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Other versions say self-discipline or self-control. One teacher recounted it as common sense, and the Message calls it sensible. We live in an age where information comes at us so fast that it's difficult to process it all at once. It's hard to keep calm, and it's hard to stay sensible and remain self-disciplined in the midst of all this chaos and information coming at us. It's a little bit like being a junior school teacher nowadays, where you have 37 children all shouting their questions and stories and ideas at you at the same time. So how do we remain calm? And how do we be sensible? And how do we keep a sense of self-discipline in a fast-paced, non-disciplined, chaotic world? I suppose part of the answer follows on from a previous podcast called Losing Myself. So often we get in our own way. Our own thoughts, our own ideas, all the thoughts and ideas of those around us, rather than listening to that still small voice which speaks so much peace and clarity and direction. And it's hard to hear that voice in the noise of everything else. And it's difficult to read the clear instructions from heaven when you're on your social media feed. Or at least for me it is. Earlier on, I mentioned the reason for delaying this podcast. Why would we do that? Well, as my friend John Ellis pointed out in one of his blogs, which I'll include in the show notes, when things get a bit crazy, it's worth avoiding the crowds and taking some quiet solo time up to the mountains to pray, because that's what Jesus did. Well, thanks to everyone for listening, and if you have any contributions, please leave a comment or connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancalder.co.za, for all the details. Till next time, keep calm and keep pondering the great deep.